You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. And this is your host, Pat Rando. Well, today I will be rebroadcasting from a podcast series that began in January of 2019. And the conversation, the series was called Conversations Along the Way. It was an unplanned conversation that my daughter and I decided to record. It was also during the time that the federal government was on furlough because Congress had not agreed on a budget and had not approved the budget. So people, the federal employees were home, federal contractors, they were home, not collecting a paycheck. And so during this time, my daughter was home, it was unplanned, as you'll hear in this podcast, this recording. I'm going to pray and then say a few words before you hear the original podcast from 2019. Father, I praise you. I glorify your name. Jesus, I lift your name. It is the name that is above every name. Holy Spirit, I thank you because it is you who have been called alongside of us that teach us, that you show us, and we get to hear what you're hearing from the Father and the Son. I thank you for the anointing that you bring into our lives. I thank you for the broadcast today. Do what only you can do, Holy Spirit, as you move like the wind and just blow upon God's children. We thank you. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you that we are one with you, never separated. We were never separated, even from the beginning with Adam and Eve. Though they stepped away to do their own thing, you never left them. You never left us. You have always been committed to mankind. You so loved us that you gave us your only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way this day. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. As I said, this is just called Conversations Along the Way. It doesn't really have a title. And if you want to give it a title, it would be Conversations Along the Way. But in it, we discuss, well, I started out talking about waiting on God. And that was something that I was being led to really focus on, to begin to meditate on, and to place my attention on what it meant to wait on God. You know, we say these things, that we've read in the scriptures, and we use them. Wait, oh, I'm waiting on God. But you don't really, you're using something, you're using words, and the words are not really the process. They're just words trying to give a label to a process. But what that process is something that you have to spend time with God and allow Him through His Holy Spirit to begin to awaken certain things within you that's already there, that He's placed on the inside of you, that you understand what it really means to wait on God. And as you begin to just relax and rest in this work that He has begun in you, and that He has made a commitment to perfectly complete it, that you are able to move forward into a more secure place. Because our security cannot be in this world that is always changing, in these cultures, in these institutions, in the laws of the land that are always changing. Some of them are just, some of them are unjust, some of them are frivolous. But our security and our foundation should be in Christ. And I speak a little bit about us as new creations. Some of us have awakened to the fact that we are new creations, and there are still some who are still sold out to the world, and they think that what they see in this world and what has been created by man is their reality, when there's so much more to life. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop right there. Be blessed. I hope you hear something that will stir something inside of you, that you will continue along this way in Christ Jesus and begin to discover more and more of this wonderful life that you have in Him, and that it is the thing that will carry you through in this broken world, this world where there are trials and tribulations. Be blessed.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, lover of my soul. I just thank you for this day, God. I thank you even for the breath that we have in our lungs, Lord God, to speak and to lift up your praises. I thank you, God, for this hour that we're going to spend just loving on you and you loving on us, God. I thank you that what we have to share today would lift up those who are downtrodden, would set the captives free, God, and that as we encourage others, we would also encourage ourselves, God. So just have your way in this time, and we will give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In my brother's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So here we are in 2019. It feels like 2018 just kind of moved quickly ahead. And I want to share a little bit about process during 2018, because there was so much going on in 2018, and my focus mainly during 2018 was really practicing what it means to wait on God. You know, we start off embracing a principle, and it takes us a little while to really get into the depth of what that spiritual principle has for us. And not that I have arrived in this place of waiting on God, but, you know, I'm still continuing to grow in it and to begin to understand that in order to truly wait on God, You have to let go. You have to let go of the control, trying to control situations, even controlling your own spiritual growth. And understanding that it is He who began the good work in you, and that it is Him that will faithfully complete it. And what that really means in your life as you go through living a day-to-day life, doing all the things that we do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So I just opened my Bible to see, like, Jesus, what you gonna say today? And I'm gonna try and get through it. I can already feel myself getting emotional about it. Oh, Jesus. So the Bible opened up to just a page, two pages that said names, titles, and offices of Christ. And immediately I just leapt in my spirit. Like, I just wanted to shout in the middle of you talking. So I'm just going to read some of these names as they are. Even as I just look over them, I just get excited about it. I'm going to just read some of them. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of our righteousness. He is our Redeemer. He is the righteous one. He is the root and the offspring of David. He is the ruler of Israel. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of the Highest. He is the bright and morning star. He is the Son of righteousness. He is the truth. He is the vine. He is the way. He is faithful and true. He is the Word of God.
Thank you.
He is Lord God Almighty. He is the Lamb of God. He is the King of Israel. He is head over all things. He is heir of all things. He is the High Priest, the Most Holy One. He is the horn of salvation. He is forever blessed God. He is the Governor. He is the first begotten. He is the faithful witness. He is the first and the last. Whew. So it's so funny because that's how God is. You just, when you come into a relationship with God, and if you've been in relationship with Him for any amount of time, it's so interesting because you can, in any moment, in any part of your day, you can read a scripture you've read before, you can see a title of God that you've seen hundreds of times before, and it can just hit you. Like when I opened the Bible to these pages and saw all that He is and all his titles and His offices and all of the names that we call Him, I just got excited because He is our everything. And I am just overcome with emotion because even when I think about all that happened in 2018 and all that will happen in 2019, I know that and I didn't even read nearly half of all of these names and titles that are on these two pages, but He is my everything and He is your everything. So whatever happened in 2018 and whatever will happen in 2018, He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is your salvation and your peace and your truth and your way. And that is more, I can't even express the peace and the comfort and the joy and excitement, and it is to know that we are heirs and children of a God who loves us so much, who has done all the work for us, and who will walk with us as we go throughout this journey.
Amen. And the other thing that leapt in my spirit when you were reading these names was that there is no name above the names of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
There is nothing that we can name that is above that.
Amen. Amen.
And still He is so much more.
Yes, He is.
Because there is no end to Him. He is. He just is. And the other thing I was thinking about as you were talking about 2018 is that as we move into 2019, there are things that occurred in 2018. There may be revelations that occurred in 2018. And I just want to encourage you to take the positive things that occurred in 2018 and bring them with you. Bring them with you in terms of being a stepping stone as you step into 2019 with an expectation of even receiving greater revelation, greater experiences with God, and staying open, not judging where you are, but fully trusting God. I opened up, I keep a journal, and I was just going to look at a couple of things I wrote in 2018. And this last thing that I wrote, which was around November, and it says, saying yes to my death. Because it says that we were crucified with Christ, we were buried with him, and then we were made alive in him. And the death of the old man has occurred. The old man was nailed to the cross, and now we are a new creation, and old things have passed away. And being able to embrace that. And we go through steps to get to that place of embracing. And I think a lot of things that help us to really get there are the things that we don't like the struggles. The struggles and the challenges that we go through are things, it's like struggles and challenges, I think, are like being in a storm and there's this wind blowing and you're in your boat and you have your, you set your sails. And so you've got the it looks like it's just going to take over your boat, but somehow these sails capture this wind and it thrusts you forward. It moves you forward through this vast ocean. And the sails are like, I see them as our faith, as our belief in God. That is the thing that catches whatever comes at us. Our trust in God, our faith in God, and our belief in God catches that and uses the momentum of the challenge and the struggle, because challenges and struggles come with a type of energy.
Amen. Amen.
And the fact that we can take even a negative energy and connect it to something positive that brings power and brings light. And for me, saying yes to my death is saying yes that I fully and completely belong to him.
Amen.
Embracing the fact that the life that I live, I no longer live it to myself, but I live it in him and through him. I'm going to read, because underneath that, I have a scripture, and it's in Galatians. And we're going to chapter 12. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Galatians 2. Pardon me. So we're going to Galatians 2, and I'm going to start reading in verse 20. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. And this was them recognizing Paul was born again.
Yeah.
That old Paul that had persecuted the church, that were seeking to destroy those who believed in Jesus, was now himself a completely new person. And from that point forward, Paul considered himself to be a slave to Christ,
mm-hmm.
a prisoner. He was no longer free to do whatever he wanted to do. He made up in his mind that he was a prisoner to Christ. And he lived his life in such a way that it's hard for the enemy to get to you when you become a prisoner of Christ, because nothing else matters to you anymore, because it's all about Jesus. And so the things that he would tempt you with, like the things of our flesh, those fleshly things that we are pulled away, we're pulled away by our careers, we're pulled away because we're seeking attention, or we're pulled away because we're seeking title, we're pulled away because we're seeking a romantic relationship. We get pulled away. We're pulled away because money is drawing us and success is drawing us. But once we become a prisoner,
amen,
completely captured by him, it doesn't matter. So that's why Paul was able to like abound and be abased, because it didn't matter. It didn't matter if he was in physical prison. It didn't matter if he was doing well and had no needs in the natural realm. It did not matter, because he was a prisoner of Christ. When I think about it, when Paul writes in those earlier chapters in Romans, he's really sharing his process.
Yeah.
Because he had to go through a process, and it was through the renewing of his mind was the process that took him there, because the reality of what Christ had done with him on that road that day to Damascus, that was the reality. But now this mind that had been conditioned to think a certain way and that had a certain pattern about it was now being retrained to capture all of these thoughts that would seek to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Learning how to pull those down, recognizing what those strongholds were. He shared that struggle with us. He also shared the breakthrough when he realized that he needed the Spirit of God in order to have the breakthrough. That this wasn't a self-discipline thing. This was a letting go and allowing the Spirit of God to do what only the Spirit of God can do.
Amen. I was looking outside, and actually it was a few minutes ago, and actually while I was reading the different names and titles of God, it's a pretty overcast day today. And as I was reading the names of God, a sliver of blue, like the cloud separated, and then this sliver of blue sky peeked through, and then the trees started to sway in the wind. And it made me think of the song written by Hillsong called So Will I. Mm-hmm. And I thought about, and then you made the mention of wind, and it made me think of the line that goes, If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. And I was thinking about how all of nature and creation also speaks to who God is. And even as Pat Randall was talking about being a prisoner of God, it's hard to describe, but there is so much freedom in being a prisoner, if I could say that, because you get to, in the state of being a prisoner of God, you get to let go of your own expectations for yourself and for your life and for others. And you get to rely on the person who created you and the person of God who knows you and who loves you to help you manage and steer the course and show you which way to go. And it is such a freeing experience to walk with God. I cannot express how much joy I have personally felt when I have heard the Lord speak to me. And even in just a small thing, sometimes it is like a clear sentence or phrase that he actually says to me, or sometimes it's through, you know, a blue sky, you know, peeking through the clouds or through the wind blowing. But there is such great freedom in being a prisoner of God and knowing that as you walk through this journey, that you have someone who knows what's best for you and who knows what will bring you joy and who knows the tomorrow before yesterday. So there's no need to fear in the process.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You hear a song? Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say that this whole recording conversation is this recorded conversation was not really planned. At least it wasn't our plan. Well, it just sort of flowed. I'll say not roll, but I'll say it flowed. And Jordana happens to be home today. She's actually a federal government employee. So she's on a
furlough.
Right, she's on furlough. So she happened to be here. And I had other plans about today's broadcast. And it didn't quite fall into place. And we've decided to just record. So there's nothing planned about it. We're just kind of flowing with it. Now, that's a place that I'm usually, I like to have a little plan. I always like to, even if it's just a skeleton plan, a little
bullet points,
something. But to start from nowhere, to just start, and that's a place of trust, because we love, at least I love to plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
I love to plan. I love to know
what the plan is.
What the plan is, where we going, how we going, you know, all the details.
What route are we taking?
Yes. And so often it's so funny because the scripture tells us to, you know, write the plan, write the vision, make it plain. Is more important when we're moving as a group, because everyone needs to understand what the marching orders are. Mm-hmm. And so the vision does have to be plain. It has to be something that people can see and follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they've been called to be a part of that vision and a part of that plan, it needs to be plain so those that read it.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, a lot of times God doesn't give you all the details.
Mm-hmm. On purpose.
He does, right, because so many times I have taken a word, and this is where waiting on God comes into place. God has spoken a word. I've gotten a word in prayer. And shortly following getting the word, I started to think about what that looks like and how it's going to happen and what I must do to move that word forward. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily take the time to really wait. Like, get the word, but don't assume that you know all the details, mm-hmm. that you know exactly what God is doing. And so being able to not be anxious, to just wait, because we watch time so, because it's like, wait a minute, it's 5 years now, or it's 2 months, or it's 10 years, and God, you spoke this, and because we're watching time. Mm. And I think that in watching time, we can miss some things because we're not fully present in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting to that place where I stay right here, right now, that my mind is where my where I am in this moment.
Amen.
And just resting and waiting to hear instructions. Sometimes God will just have you do one small thing. He might make you, he may have you take a giant step, and then sometimes it's a little tiny step. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's tiny or big, because everything is, if darkness and light are alike to God, so is tiny and big. Because think about it. He took those fish, the few fish and the couple loaves, and he fed thousands of people. So we looked at it and say, that's not enough, because it's so little. But clearly to God, there's no such thing as big and little.
Because everything is sufficient in his hands.
Because he is the provider. He is the provider. If we're only looking at what we can do and what we can provide by our own hands, it limits us. And sometimes we don't always recognize that that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We think that we are, you know, trusting God, but we're still kind of manipulating things and not really giving full control. But when you really focus on waiting on God, it begins to expose some things. It gives you the opportunity to let God show you. Instead of you trying to show God, I can do this for you. God, I can do that for you. God, I can be this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for God to show us who he is and who we are.
Mm-hmm. And even in when I think about, you know, the transition from 2018 to 2019, and thinking about the words that I've received and the prophetic things that have been spoken over my life, and then seeing some of the decisions I made in 2018, I'm like, God, I thank you that I wasn't on the way in that prophecy just yet, because I see that you still got some stuff to work out. And so a lot of times, even if there have been some things, some passions, some visions, some idea that you've been waiting on, listen, look at your 2018 and see some of the decisions you made. And listen, you will see where you actually are. Because I know for myself, I definitely was, even in the midst of those decisions, thinking, oh my goodness, I thank you, Jesus, that I was not all the way in where you've prophesied for me to be. Because I still see that there is places where you need to grow me up. You need to grow me up.
Yes, yes, yes. And to And to embrace that you have to wait on God to mature you. I mean, just thank God that, well, I thank God that my growing process wasn't even as extreme as Paul was, because Paul was physically blinded. Mm. God had to physically blind him.
Well, Paul was a terrorist.
Yeah, he was. Paul was an extremist.
He needed a radical encounter.
Yes. He was a terrorist. So, praise God.
That's what I love about Jesus. You could be anything. God will listen. One encounter with Jesus can change everything. I don't care who you are, what you've done. One encounter can change everything.
Yes.